From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump on Wednesday said Russia is helping North Korea get supplies in violation of international sanctions and that Pyongyang is getting closer every day to being able to deliver a long-range missile to the United States. Andy Sullivan has more.
Just because North and South Korea are holding...
Apologies, that is a different actuality. In an interview with Reuters News, Trump said that Russia is, quote, not helping with North Korea at all. But Trump praised the actions of Chinese President Xi Jinping, saying Beijing is, quote, doing a lot to help rein in Pyongyang, but also that China could do more. Trump did say he would be willing to work with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, but said he was not sure if such talks would lead to anything meaningful. A bus fire in Kazakhstan killed 52 people on Thursday in a vast snow-covered steppe. The tragedy happened near the village of Kalibay in the northern Aktobe region. Authorities said only 5 people of the 57 on board the bus managed to escape the blaze. They are being treated for injuries. The cause of the fire was not immediately clear, but investigators suspect it was triggered by a short circuit. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, be sure to follow The Voice of America on social media. You can find pictures, videos, stories, and more on our Facebook page, on our Twitter feed, as well as Instagram. In addition, you can find stories on our mobile app. You can download it for your phone or your other devices. This is VOA News. A Chinese-American journalist who extensively interviewed an exiled businessman says his wife has been kidnapped and held for months by Chinese security forces. Chen Xiaoping, a New York-based editor at Chinese-language Mirror Media Group, told the Associated Press in a new video that surfaced this week that his wife was denouncing his work was filmed under duress and proves that she is being held by the government in an effort to pressure him. In September, shortly before one of Chen's broadcasts, his wife, Li Huaiping, who remained in China, sent him a terse message saying that she was in trouble. Li was not heard again until Sunday when an anonymous YouTube account believed to be linked to Chinese security agencies uploaded a video in which she explained that she had cut all contact with Chen due to emotional issues as well as his overseas work. The United States has signaled on Wednesday an open-ended military presence in Syria as part of a broader U.S. strategy to prevent the Islamic State's resurgence pave the way diplomatically for the eventual departure of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and curtail Iran's influence. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said in a speech at Stanford University that the U.S. military mission in Syria will remain conditions-based and will take that the U.S. will not make the same mistakes that were made in 2011 when its premature departure from Iraq allowed al-Qaeda and Iraq to survive and eventually morph into the Islamic State group. Tillerson's urging of patience was the clearest indication yet of Washington's acknowledgement that Assad's stronger position in Syria, bolstered by Russia and Iran, meant that he would not leave power immediately. Key participants in the pro-independence protests, which took place in Hong Kong in 2016, appeared at the High Court Thursday to face various assault charges. The demonstrations, which took place in February 2016, began following authorities' attempts to crack down on a Lunar New Year food market in the crowded Kowloon neighborhood. Dozens of demonstrators were injured and arrested after police clashes. The violence is the worst in Hong Kong since pro-democracy protests rocked the city in 2014 and have illustrated the public's growing distrust in authorities. That trial is expected to last 80 days. Republican leaders in the U.S. Congress stepped up their efforts on Thursday to round up the votes needed to pass a temporary extension in government funding and prevent a shutdown that's looming Friday evening. Democrats have insisted a long-term spending bill to fund the government include protections for children illegally brought into the U.S. who were protected under an Obama-era program. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.